Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR. You mean proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Oh, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, same name, Tenkar's Tavern. You got it, you there. Be square. Or something like that. So, I was thinking, because you know, the Swords of Misery box set Kickstarter is kicking off sometime next week. And I should be able to tease out some of the art Sunday-ish, maybe. I've seen it. The cover art, it's amazing. And I'm just waiting for the okay to share it. And yes, I am still Senor Dopey with this cold, but I gotta get back on the track and help the folks that have volunteered with Torchlight. So if they're listening, yes, I own my fuck up. It is a fuck up. Like I said, I have not been myself for weeks. Fucking cat, come on, get your tail out of my face, Ashley. Thank you very much. But I was thinking, because on my desk, I have a copy of Mutant Future, which is kind of a Labyrinth Lord treatment of a Gamma World type setting. And, you know, the Swords and Wizard rules have been used for other genres. People like Jane Spawn has given us White Star and White Star Galaxy Edition. We've had other rips on it, kind of like a Cthulhu rip and all that stuff. But I was wondering, especially because, you know, Frog God is going to be coming out with this box set, I was wondering if there's a market. And I'm not saying I'm going to fill this market, because God knows I have way too many fucking ideas, and the ability to put many of them together is next to nothing. But I was wondering if there's a market with the release of this, of people putting out, I'm going to call pocket genres or pocket genre settings. And in it, they don't rewrite the rules. It isn't a self-contained game. You still need the Swords and Wizardry rules, which will be available for free in PDF until Death Do Us Part anyway. So what I was thinking of, you know, folks offering up a 16-page setting. Price it as you will, but whatever. Or genre, so you can have, I don't know, your version of Gangbusters, or your version of Cthulhu by Gaslight. And I know I'm using trademark terms here, so just bear with me. You want to do Victorian horror, but you don't want to rewrite the whole game, right? But you want it to be D20, write a 16-page or 24-page treatment for Swords and Wizardry. Right, where you have the optional rules, or you have the rules for your genre, your setting. There, you could do high fantasy, low fantasy. You could do science fiction. And yes, it has been done. But why was one saying science fiction is that there's more science fiction than soap opera. You could do a traveler-esque type of setting. I mean, the great thing about the Swords and Wizardry rules, unlike most OSR rules, is that they're open game license. But with the Swords and Wizardry rules, there is floating around in the ether somewhere Swords and Wizardry Core RTF file, which means you can go right in and you can start editing up. In case you wanted to do a whole game from scratch, you don't have to re-enter everything. You can go in, you can edit, you can add, you can subtract, you can modify. I personally think it's awesome. But with the idea of these pocket settings or pocket genres, you don't need to rewrite the rules. You just need to write the rules that, or the setting material that makes for your setting. So if you want to do, I don't know, a Western game based upon Swords and Wizardry, there's nothing going to be stopping you. Nothing's stopping you now, except for the fact that Swords and Wizardry is going to have a higher profile on the market. And again, it's going to be the rising tide, in my opinion, that's going to lift all ships. With more focus on Swords and Wizardry, I expect other OSR publishers to benefit. Whether they publish directly with the Swords and Wizardry compatibility, or whether they're writing for Osric or Labyrinth Lord or any of them, I think it's going to be a good thing for everyone in the OSR. Now, when it comes to the frogs, next week I'm going to start a series of interviews on this podcast. I believe Tuesday morning, 9:30. Right now, we have Matt Finch scheduled. Others are going to include probably Pex, Bad Mike, Casey Christopherson. You know, Casey's the art director, and the art's going to be huge on this project. It's going to be a huge impact. Zach Glazer, we're going to get a lot of people that have their fingers in this project are going to be interviewed on this podcast. And again, they're going to be designed, they're going to be fireside chats. I really shouldn't say interviews because I'm not going to be sitting there with a series of questions in my hand. I don't do that. I've never had a script. This is all close to stream of consciousness as you're going to get. And I guess they'll be fairly coherent. But yeah, I'll come into the podcast with an idea of what I want to talk about, but do I know exactly? Do I know the questions? Do I know where it's going to go? No, sometimes it surprises me. So I expect that these fireside chats will surprise me and surprise the rest of you. But I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, we're going to start doing this Tuesday. So if I do a recording Tuesday morning, it'll be done live on the Discord server. You're all welcome to join in. That is Eastern time for 7 o'clock. And, I thought it was at 9:30. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, there you go. So, we're kicking off with Matt Finch. All right, folks. I got some more Swords and Wizardry ideas I want to bring up, but later, another time. I am beat to all poop. So, on that note, folks, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.